Hello, and welcome to the Carriers of Hope podcast. Are you tired of always striving for something and ending up at a dead end? Are you sick of searching in all the wrong places in hopes that you'll find your true identity? Do you want to find healing and walk in the freedom that it brings? Do you desire to have authentic relationships in your day-to-day life? Then this is the podcast for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sandy Cortez. This podcast will help you find truth, healing, and freedom, and will empower you to find your true identity. You will learn how to apply practical tools to teach you how to strive no longer, bring forth healing from your past wounds, and break away from your negative mindset. Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper, and let's start to rewrite your story. How is everyone doing today? Hope you're having a wonderful day. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to go ahead and acknowledge one of the reviews that was left on my podcast. This one is called Rejection and was left by username Carmen Y. Vaughn. And so it says, I love that you share your own experiences and connect the topic to it. It makes it more real for people to identify with. I'm loving it and get a lot from it. Thank you so much, Carmen Y. Vaughn. I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I know this individual, and she is a very special lady to me. So thank you so much for leaving me a review and for subscribing to my podcast. And guys, if you're tuning in, make sure that you leave me a review. A lot of people subscribe to it, but do not leave a review. And that's really, really important to help acknowledge the person that's doing it. So it's kind of given, you know, other people are saying things about me regarding the podcast. So it helps other listeners to tune in versus going through the summary notes or tuning in and not knowing which one to actually tune into. So I really, really appreciate when people leave reviews. We are going to continue on the forgiveness effect part two today. So if you haven't caught part one, the uncovering phase, make sure that you go back and listen to that because they do in chronological order. So there'll be four phases of that we'll be covering. And today we're covering phase two. Episode seven was on the uncovering phase. And again, today we'll be covering the decision phase. So make sure that you go back and listen to that so that you can understand the different steps. Anyhow, so let's get right to it. So, you know, with my last episode, I asked you to think about how would you describe forgiveness. So I want that kind of playing in the background for you and just really thinking about that. Like, how would you describe it? What did that look like for you? I know for me, it was a tainted view. I never saw it modeled for me growing up with my family. And so throughout my life, guys, even with my marriage and my own family, it was a real challenge for me to ask for forgiveness or even extend forgiveness. And I would hold on to things like a Medal of Honor when it came to things that would hurt me or things that I did to others, like whatever, I don't need to ask for forgiveness or I don't care. It was such a bad and unhealthy way of living. And I can't say that I'm proud of that moment, but I can say today, I am a lot more quicker to ask for forgiveness than I've ever been, especially with my 13-year-old. She's my last one that's at home. And I find myself being quick to ask for forgiveness with her because I think the Lord has really shown me the power of forgiveness. And my heart is to never hurt the heart and break the spirit. And I do recall what it was like whenever my parents would do things and never ask for forgiveness. So I modeled that, unfortunately, in my marriage with my children. And I learned a lot by looking back at, like, that doesn't work. Like, people can hold on to things forever. And it does mess with you. It does take away from the person that you are. And so today we have a decision to make. And that's what I really want to dig into. You know, I had a decision to let go of my offenders and letting go of my resentment. I had that right to hold on to the fact that they they hurt me. Like, you hurt me, so it's okay for me to feel this way. This took a lot of energy for me, and it was just constant, like, hamster in a cage effect for me of reminding myself why I was mad and what they had done and replaying it over again. So what are some pros and cons that we can look at that will allow you to decide if you want to forgive a person that's wronged you? So let's go through the cons. Basically, the person may never come to you, which stinks, you know, because you feel like when people wrong you, they should come to you and apologize or ask for forgiveness. Another one is you may never see justice served. And so if something has happened to you and you want justice served, you may have to rest that it may never happen. I was thinking about a situation that happened to me about 2 years ago where I would see wrong being done. The person literally would get away with it. It would just burn me inside to just watch wrong being done, and there was no consequence ever. And as I was watching something on one of the social medias, it struck a chord in me and reminded me of, like, wow, this person really has deceived a lot of people. And of course, all of us want justice served when we see something that's not going accordingly, right? That is not right. We want justice served. So the cons about this is that you may not see that ever happen. But one of the things that I always tell my children and my family is that anything that's hidden will come to light. So eventually the person will get exposed to what they've done, and there will be consequences for that. And God does say, vengeance is mine. But sometimes it's really hard to just sit and wait, right? I know it was for me on several things that have happened throughout my life where the person never came to me or justice wasn't served. So I have to trust God with the process, but it's really not about them. It is really about our heart, and what takes place in that and what takes up space in that is what's really important here, because this is about you being healthy and your growth and you knowing how to maneuver through life when someone has hurt you or done something to you. How do you handle that? And how has that impacted you? And how has it played into your thoughts, relationships, your behaviors, your environment? That's what's really important. Next one is having feelings of weakness. So if you choose to forgive someone, you may feel weak. I know for me, it was a sign of weakness. So growing up in an environment where you weren't allowed to share emotions or allow your emotions to play out, to me, it's by going to ask someone for forgiveness or extending that forgiveness to someone, to me, seem like I'm being weak here. Like, it's almost like this person is getting away with it. And it was such a lie. It's not about weakness at all. And I used to have that mindset with Christians too, like, oh my gosh, here we go. They're going to just forgive, keep forgiving. Like the word says, you know, forgive a person 7 times and whatnot. And I was like so sick of hearing that, but it's true. And I thought to myself, if I forgive that person and they come and do it to me, I don't think so. But again, what was God telling you? Like, what was God telling my heart? Extending forgiveness. It is a daily basis, guys, but it was extremely hard for me. And even till this day, it's extremely challenging for me to really decide, can't let this get the best of you, gotta let this go. And constantly, there were times where I would be warring with God, like, how is this fair? And again, God would always hone in on my heart, like, this isn't about them, this is about you. I will take care of them. And so that was really hard. Because the last con I have here is feelings of a person not worthy of forgiveness. Like, what if that person is completely evil and has had this habitual behavior of doing wrong and hurting people? God, you're telling me that I don't feel like they're worthy of my forgiveness. And guys, I'm being completely raw because that's what this podcast is about. But that's how I would think. Actually, I want to share something with you before we move into the pros of forgiveness. I was actually in school probably a year ago, and I was sitting in one of my trauma classes online. We had an assignment that we had to watch, and this can get a little graphic, guys, so I'm just kind of giving you a heads up. And so if you have little guys, you may want to pause it. But it was basically someone that had gotten assaulted, and basically they were picking up the children, and there was someone that was there. He took the young lady and raped her in front of the children. I'm sitting here watching this and I can feel this rage inside of me. Like, what? And you don't see anything in the video. It's just they're telling you the story. And it has a beautiful outcome, but as you're playing the story, you can't help to get emotionally involved and all in it and like, what's gonna happen next? especially when there's something so serious and so traumatic as getting assaulted. I am pissed off. I am like, God, what is this? And basically the comment that the predator told the young lady, what did you do to God to get him so mad at you that this is happening to you today? And that comment just, guys, I can't even tell you the emotional response I had to that. Like, I went back to my professor, like, why would you have us watch that? The other thing was like, God, what's up? Like, how can you have allowed that? And my heart does go out to people that have gotten assaulted. Sexual trauma is very close to my heart, and I've dealt with a lot of clients and people that have had that type of trauma. But when you have something like that happen, how does someone forgive that predator? So in that, I'm sitting in this trauma class with a bunch of students online on Zoom, and I'm like telling my professor, how can God have allowed that? Number one. And I hope he got the chair, the death chair. I was already sentencing him. Remember, I like to see justice served. And so in there, I quickly heard God say to me, so do you not think that that man is worthy of my forgiveness? And it hit me like a ton of bricks, guy. And even talking about it brings a lot of emotion, because with God, he extends forgiveness to everyone. And so who are we to judge on who can and who cannot, who's worthy of it and not, right? And so my mindset behind that, when I heard God say that, it quickened my heart. And then the next thing my professor says, which she was really in tune with God too, or the Holy Spirit anyway, and she's like, Sandy, but he's also a human as well. He's alive. He's God's son. And I'm like, no, he's not. I mean, I really, really struggled with this, guys. And if for those that know me and how I am, I was just really struggling and just vocalizing how I felt, didn't care who was in the class, and was really letting people know, like, this is not okay. That was really a hard situation to really sit through. But the outcome of that story, guys, is that she forgave predator. She has her own organization working with sexual traumas today. And so even in everything that we endure, guys, in our lives, whether good or bad, God always will use it for his glory. You don't know who could be walking around on maybe a similar experience that you've had, that need hope, that need to let go of what they've been carrying for so long. And you may be that extension of hope to them. And trust me when I say that, that's how this podcast came about. You'll hear about my own life experiences and things that are really close to my heart, all my good moments, bad moments, and seeing how God really utilized those things for his glory, and how many people I have helped that I feel so honored. I used to just be really quiet about things that I was exposed to throughout my life. And God was like, you are sitting there just fat in this. Why are you holding on to this? And would challenge me on people that would pour their life out to me and gave me an opportunity to really share the work that God had done in my own life and be able to help them become free in that. And what an honor that is. But as I was going through it, I was not thinking about God being a good God or, hey, let's forgive, or yeah, jolly, forgiveness, all right. Absolutely not. It was quite the opposite for me. So I want to encourage you that if you're tuning in today, whatever you have gone through or whatever has been done to you, I do pray that this topic really ministers and brings healing to your life. But also, one day you'll have the opportunity to share it with someone else that will be able to bring healing and hope to someone else's life. Okay, so now on to the pros of forgiving a person who's wronged you. So number one is that you let go of the weight of it all. Like, there's a weight that's lifted when you decide, you know what? I don't want to carry this anymore. Number two is that it no longer controls you or dictates your life. You're not replaying things over in your head, which there's a lot of freedom that comes with that. Choosing to forgive or extend forgiveness also makes you a better person. Things that you've been holding on to, you recognize like, wow, that's enabled me for such a long time. I don't want to live like that person anymore. I don't want to be that angry person or bitter person or a person that holds resentment inside. The next one is being a Christian. And if I choose not to forgive other people, how is God going to forgive me, right? And this is for people that are Christians or have that spiritual background. Knowing that, what does God say about forgiveness? Are we extending that to others the way he extended it to us? So I also want to propose this. If you chose to forgive, how can things be different for you today? It is a daily process where you're going to have to create new habits, reminders that you chose to forgive that person. I had to do that, and still till this day, I've had to do that. When you choose to forgive someone, your perspective changes. Because I recall, like I said earlier in the podcast, of wanting to see justice served with this individual in my life. And I remember looking at that individual and hearing some of the things that were taking place and just saying, wow, that's amazing. That's so awesome. Where before it just had a lot of anger, a lot of bitterness, like I couldn't even watch it. You know, I would block certain things that wouldn't come through my social media, so I wasn't reminded of that. I was clearly trying to avoid that. But in my heart, like my heart began to change in its perspective and just wanting to thank God for that experience, because it really did soften my heart towards them. So when I ask, if you choose to forgive, how can things be different? And when the Lord starts to work in your heart regarding that offense, that pain, and you are okay with, God, if you hold my hand and if you're there with me, will you bring healing? And you're willing and you decide, God can do his work. And I want to really pray over your heart that if you are holding unforgiveness in your heart today, that you decide to ask God to help you heal and show you how to forgive. That he'd show you what to do in order to allow healing to take place in your heart and in your mind today. It takes a lot of courage to extend forgiveness to someone, especially if they're not worthy of it. Especially if they've caused a huge wound in your heart. But man, guys, I have done things that have hurt people. And I have never felt worthy of receiving God's forgiveness. And I'm so thankful that he has. So therefore, I've learned, like, God, I don't want to forgive this person. So will you teach me and help me how to let this go? And like I've said throughout my podcast, if you're in need of someone to help you with those steps, the stuff that I work with my clients is a lot more thorough and a lot more in depth than what I give here on the podcast. But we work through the different steps more thoroughly and really revisit them and have a space to really talk about those things, and having tools that you can begin to apply to begin to move forward in that area of your life. I really want to challenge you. We are already in May, and how many months do we have left? What's that? Help me, guys, here. I'm not good with math. 7 more months. Choose today to decide in one area of your life where you're going to let that go. That's it. Just one. And it could be the easiest ones. It doesn't have to be those hard ones that are like, nope. And you know, I think about even some of my clients that have had really hard situations and things happen in their life that I'm like, I get why you're not ready to make that step to forgive. But the cool thing about it is that's not something that has to be forced. It's just something that happens naturally. And I've even seen clients come back to me saying, hey, I'm ready to go and talk about that area that I wasn't ready when I first met you. And it's such a beautiful thing to witness healing like that in front of you. In my own life, I just think to myself, there were so many years that I wasn't ready, but God was like, it's time. And he put people around me that helped me walk that out, and I would pick it back up and be angry, and I was reminded, no, let this go. I'm a better person because of that today. Guys, if I can do it, you can do it. I want to encourage you, just one little area. Decide today, one area where I'm going to learn and ask God to help me let this go. And whenever that one area comes back up, you tell yourself, no, I've asked God to help me let this go. I will put this down, whatever that one thing is. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. I so appreciate you tuning in. You have no idea. I don't get to see your beautiful faces, but I know what God has shown me and how many lives this podcast is going to touch. And you bless me by tuning in and listening. I feel so honored. Just want to tell you thank you. And if you know of anyone right now that can benefit from this podcast, will you be that extension of hope with me as you can touch those lives a lot quicker than I can? Spread the word. This isn't so much about subscribers and reviews, but on lives being healed and changed. That's the mission for this podcast. So I pray that this blessed you today. Make sure you tune in to our next episode, which will be called The Work Phase. And I will put tools on there that will help you to move to the next phase. Today was just deciding. That's it. And next time will be about, how do we put the tools to work? See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel and go ahead and leave me a review? Be sure to share it with your friends and family, and together we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.